A recent survey of Turkish public opinion found a major rise in xenophobia, the dislike or fear of foreigners. The American-based Pew Research Center reported the findings. They come at a time when Turkey faces war on its border and unsettled relations with some neighbors and allies. It is also a time when the country is asking to join the European Union. Semi Ediz writes about diplomacy for the Turkish newspaper Taraf and Al Monitor website. He says feelings against foreigners are not limited to Western countries, as traditionally they were.
This is almost universal. I mean, 70% of those surveyed said they were anti-American, but an equal 70% said they were anti-Russian. And then we find that most Turks are against Saudi Arabia and China. They're against NATO. You know, they're against the EU. So there is this kind of national deformation that, you know, everybody hates us.
The apparent change of attitude is happening at a time when Turkey has tense or no diplomatic relations with three of its neighbors. They are Syria, Iraq, and Iran. Cengiz Aktar is a political scientist with Süleyman Şah University in Istanbul. He says differences with Western allies over the conflict in Syria and the struggle against the Islamic State have added to Turkish feelings of isolation.
The government is pumping this idea of splendid isolation, which they call warty loneliness. A bit like Russia, by the way. Turkey is isolating itself, is still trying to making its case, but of course with no avail.
Observers say suspicion and even hostility to the world are nothing new for Turkey. For much of the 20th century, Turkish school children were taught that enemies surrounded their country. Children also learned that Western countries working with Arabs caused the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. Political scientist Cengiz Aktar says those conditions and the European occupation of Turkey after World War I still shape the way Turks think.
It goes back to the early 20th century when Turkey was reborn from the ashes of the Ottoman Empire and the country was occupied. Mustafa Kemal and his friends ended the state of affairs and created a new country. And so a huge suspicion of anything which comes from the West, a sense of being surrounded by enemies all over. And it's, of course, very worrisome.
Mr. Ediz says that means Turkish politicians will seek to use public fears and increased nationalism to win support in general elections. The voting is to take place by June of next year. He said there is a feeling that Turkish leaders are guarding the country against plans by hostile outsiders.
It is a fact that politicians in Turkey also use this to their advantage, you see. There is this perception that they are guarding Turkey against nefarious outside plans. Erdogan himself was reviving imagery pertaining to the First World War. So as you see, we have this being utilized at the highest level of the polity in Turkey.
Last month, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Western interference in the area was like Lawrence of Arabia, the famous World War I British Army officer. This man led an Arab rebellion against the Ottoman Empire. I'm Bob Doty. Words in this story. Universal. Adjective. Done or experienced by everyone. Attitude. Noun. The way you feel about someone or something. Isolation. Noun. The state of being in a place that is separate from others. The condition of being isolated. Nationalism. Noun. A feeling that people have of being loyal to and proud of their country, often with the belief that it is better and more important than other countries. Nefarious, adjective, evil or immoral. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.